When you step into Becky and Jim Stanton's garage, just east of Antigo, it feels like a family party. Yes, people are clipping boughs, making wreaths and garland, but they are also enjoying each other's company. In the mid-1960s, Becky's mother, Emily Heisted, started it all on their family farm just outside of White Lake in eastern Langlake County. Emily's daughter, Nancy Raymer, describes how her mother began the business.
My mom would pull little seedlings of balsam from the swamp, like growing on a dead tree, and plant them in that area.
She initially planted 300 to 500 trees with her infant son, Tim, on her back or in a nearby basket. Here is Tim Heisted.
Yep, and she would always tell me that this particular tree here was the same age as me because when she picked it out of the swamp and planted it.
They have never planted another tree, yet they have been selling 200 or so trees per year since the 1970s. This is possible because if you cut a balsam fir properly, leaving a row of branches on the stump, it will continue to grow and produce another tree. Until 1990, they had a buyer come in and harvest the trees each year. When they lost the buyer, Nancy had a suggestion.
I said, Mom, I think that I could sell your trees.
Nancy, her sister Becky, and their mom loaded up a trailer with the trees in 1990 and headed to Kenosha, where Nancy and her husband lived for much of their lives. Almost three decades later, they're still doing this yearly trek along with Becky's husband Jim and Nancy's husband Tony. They have developed strong bonds to their customers over the years. Nancy explains.
It's like going to a family reunion, but it's our Christmas tree family.
Most of the customers at the lot in Kenosha return each year. Becky tells us how this time is more than just selling trees.
We just feel like they're our family, and we know their stories. They don't come to the Christmas tree lot for 5 minutes. They stay, and they tell us about their year.
They know most customers by name, and the yearly recaps include both the joys and sorrows of life. Someone's husband has a stroke, or there was a wedding or a new baby in the family. They considered quitting the business a couple of times, but their Christmas tree family keeps them going. Jim Stanton cuts and prunes the trees. While making garland roping with a hand-crank machine, he tells me they don't do it for the profit.
In the tree business, if you counted your labor as worth anything, you wouldn't make very good.
One memorable customer came from Chicago for a tree during their early years. He bought a tree but returned the next day for another because he gave the first tree to a neighbor who was going through some hard times. Moved by the neighborly act, Tony offered him a deal on the tree.
How about if I do half and you do half?
The gesture so moved the man that the following year he returned the kind gesture.
Oh, every year after that, he gives us money for two trees to give to a needy family.
Their business involves not just their Kenosha Christmas tree family, but also their own extended family. Becky Stanton started making wreaths from boughs off the farm, which he now sells along with the trees. For a couple of months of the year, the garage is the center of family activity. Becky makes the wreaths, but the extended family, now in its fourth generation, helps with clipping boughs, painting pine cones, and other prepping. Until they passed away, Becky's parents showed up every day to help. She thinks of them often when making the wreaths, and especially words from her father.
When you're making your wreaths, he said, you know, you're bringing joy to someone with every wreath you make. And he said, think of every time you make a wreath, you think about where that wreath is going and what impact that's going to have on their life, bringing Christmas joy to them.
For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.